Zuchin, in order to bench Mizum and Bishem, you have to have a minyan. Are these all based on the same halacha, that everything is based on the requirement for that should be Kushan needs our Torah? So regarding Zuchin, you know, really learn to that from a different person. Zuchin is a different model. You need our Torah. Pashat says these are Zuchin, is it a different gift? Tomorrow we'll see that it's not based on the principle that there should be teaching. The whole idea of that there should be teaching is only to that bottom. But then it's being served with the market to do it. The building is quite a million is a different gift. It's not based on the fact that it's a there should be teaching. It's a different one. What about Benjamin Mizun and Bishem? There's also a shayla we mentioned the other day, there's a machlech in Sri Shani, whether you need Amida or not. The Ramor claims it's in the Yom Yivar. Yesh Lamor, Kishonim Kaddish, V'chol Dabba Shibidush. If you require Amida for Dabba Shibidush, everybody agrees that you require Amida. Like in the Mishnah Berurah quotes, they don't disagree. Amida says that it's not correct. Mishnah Berurah and Sukkot Mechaz quotes the Magen Avraham, quotes the Arizal, the Kavanas Arizal, says that it's not true. This Ramor, that you require Amida on the part of the Kohol, is based on the passage in the Yerushalmi. So then he says it's not true. There is no such Yerushalmi. They all agree to the principle that you need Amida for the Shibidusha for the Mizamim. The Chazan has to stay there. Machlek is between the Ramor and the Arizal, but the Tzidu who are Oilim also have to have Amida on them. But there is such a requirement for Amida. So the reason Machlek is, the Chiduk of the Merkin, whether he's coming up on the bench, Mizum and Basel. So the Pashtus is that depends on the issue as to whether bench and Mizum and Hashem is considered a Dabbah Shibidusha or not. Why do you require Asor or a bench and Mizum and Hashem? In Zam the Mishem Pachas Me Asor. Is that because bench and Mizum and Hashem is a Dabbah Shibidusha? Because they're different than Gemara's lesson is lava rachala kurish mei dishmayo the potsa mi asor. It's not the rachala, it's not the rachala, it's not kovet Hashem. The bench mizum in the shem Hashem unless they're in the so the lesson of Gemara but appear that it's not based on the assumption that the bench mizum in the asor is a devil should be dush. It's a different idea that it's lava rachala. So these two demons, that's the question whether zuchel in the asor the bench mizum in the shem requires asor. Are they also because of the Dovish Bikdusha, or they're totally unrelated? So, Lamasha, there is a din when you bench Mizumin, that you don't necessarily require that all the 10 people should be in the same room. If you have 5 people in one room, or 5 people in the other room, and Mikhtasim La'im Eilu is saved. So, the Mishnah says in Brahmas, and Slash Shaka, that then it's Tafim Mizumin. What about for a minion? A lot of times the Shani comes up, he's davening in the base of Ovel, he's davening in a private home. No one room is really large enough to house the whole group of 10 people. So 8 people are standing in the dining room and 8 people are standing in the living room. So there's an opening in between, let's say there's a doorway in between. But If you have the opening is so wide that the two rooms are really one, then the sum is one room. If the opening is just a slight doorway, like over here, it's part of the the walls that separate the two rooms. If you add the walls up together, that adds up to much more than the opening of the doorway, but then it should be deemed as two different rooms. So that's the shadow. What's the lot if the minions have eight and eight, or eight, you have 9 people in one room, 9 people in the other room, and then it's 1,000 to make a minion. So this is a question. The Gemara in Eridan, in Perikol Gadway, says the Beirish, that the minion has to be in one room. Shulchanach quotes this in Siman Nun Hei. Siv Yud Zayin. Gemara has a lot of details about this. Mukach and the Gemara that in order to be mitzvah to minyan, you don't have to be a minyan. On the other hand, there is another Gemara that says that Avilu Mechitza Shal Barizol Enam Hasekiz Ben Yisrael Avilu Sheba Shemal. Just because there's a wall separating between me and the Chazan doesn't pose a problem. I can answer Kaddish and Kedushin Baruch Hu and Amen to Chazaras Hashat, no problem. The Tosfos asks, isn't there a steer between these two Gemaras? The one Gemara seems to imply that it doesn't matter if there's a world mafsik b'nei, and I think Mechitza Shofars, or even the Iron Curtain. It doesn't bother me, even literally a real iron wall. It doesn't bother me. The other Gemara says that the 10 people have to be in one room. Some Shem say that it's a Machlokes HaMaron in the Gemara, and it's an issue how you pass it. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Tosfos that it's not a steer between the two Gemaras. And the answer is given on page 176 in Sukkot. If you have a minyan in one room, and a chazan is saying Kaddish, Kedushin, and Baruch Hu, you can answer Amen, Yehoshua, Rabbo, and Kedushin, Kaddish, and so on, even if you're out of the room, because I feel the feast of Shofar is a later matzah. Maybe the Shulchan Aruch has two opinions, but if you have to go, a matzah, then tell you. Say, I'm a few blocks away, and the chazan is screaming at Kedushin. So I can answer Kedusha, Baruch Hu HaKadosh, but what if there's some sewing between, if it's only the Raglayim, then you can do it in the Bira Aruch on page 176, but it's okay. If you have Tzoya Matzitz, then it's a Machlokes. If you have an Oveda, Avodah Zoreh, or if you have a Dovish of Avodah Zoreh, you know, either have a Pesel Matzitz in between me and the Chazim who's saying the Dovish of the Kedusha, or you have a Nochri, who is an Oveda Avodah Zoreh Matzitz in the Mishnah Bura says, Avodah Zkachovim, in the Sifchot, the Dovish ain't an Oveda, Avodah Zkachovim, so he says the Tukshatim, either a Getchke, an idol, a Pesel, or a Nochri who is an Oveda Avodah Zoreh. I thought the Parshat Shad was, if you have a Avodah Zkachovim, so the Dina could say it. Like the Bnei Yisoscha writes, Bnei Yisoscha was a Chassidus Yerebbe, the Dina, the Pnish Melech Dina, so he writes in his Sefer and Derech Pikudecha, that just like you're not permitted to daven Keneged Meraglam or Keneged Soa, so he says you're not permitted to daven Keneged Avodah Zoreh, because the Pasuk in Navi always refers to Avodah Zoreh as Gilulu. As Gilulu. So the Pasuk describes Avodah Zoreh as Tzoyah. So just like there's one opinion that if there's Tzoyah Mafsu, so then you don't, I'm a Chita Shal Barzal Eina Mafsakis, but Tzoyah is Mafsu. In fact, you say that I have a Shaykh as I'm a Tzurif to the Tzibur, to the Chazim who's saying the Devil should be Dusha, you say the Hashuras HaShchim is continuous, the Mishnah Bura is like, you can't do it. If there's Tzoyah Mitrim, it says, Yishov Me'ach HaRefa, I didn't say by the Machne Yisrael, by the soldiers, they want to have the Hashuras HaShchim with them to help them fight. Ki Hashem Lachech Mishach B'kech Mechamech L'Hatzilecha V'lesi Zeyvecha L'Fanecha V'liya B'chayr V'zdel V'vishov Mi'acharecha. If you want to have the Hashuras HaShchina helping you to fight in the Jewish army, so they have to make sure that they don't have any Tzayim, they don't have any Merak Layim, and they don't have any Ervo. And they have these things, and the Shechina will be Mishach, the Shechina will go away. So you need the Shechina to see from that Pasuk. That's how Rabbi Golin always used to say years ago, when he was the chief chaplain in the Israeli army, but B'chayr, that's the Pasuk Pshat and Pasuk. You see from the Pasuk that the Jewish army, the Machne Yisrael, the Jewish army has the status of a Dovah Shidduk Dusha even if they're not davening. When you're davening, so then you have to have a minyan, and then you have to be Nizar from the Kiyas HaMotham and from Erevah. That you shouldn't daven Keneged Erevah, you shouldn't learn to the Torah Keneged Erevah, no Tzorah, no Meraglai Mishakir, and it comes out from the Baden, Keneged Omed Rishon. If the Meraglai is sitting on the floor, then the Gemara says in Brachas that it's only the Rabbanim. Now Torah, the only Yisr is the Shas when it's Omed Rishon, and it's coming out from the Baden. So the Torah says, how did the Gemara learn out all the Dinim? In the end of the second paragraph in Brachas, the Gemara learns out all the halachas of Tzidah, and the Torah connected Tzoyah, Meraglayim, and Erevah from these Tzukim. These Tzukim are talking about the army. But the answer is, they both have one thing in common. When a person davens, what is davening to the wall? He's davening to the Shechina. So the Shechina, you assume that the Shechina is there listening to your prayers. When a person learns, he's learning also at the Shechina. The Gemara says in the end of Talmud, when a person learns, the Shechina can egg them. If a person is learning, the Shechina is not there, so the learning is worthless. It only makes sense to learn if the Shechina is there. But if you can learn such a way that you know in advance the Shechina won't be there, so your learning is worthless. It doesn't take to learn already. So how do you know whether the Shechina is going to be there when the Shechina is not going to be there? How do we know this secret? So the Pasuk says, "La'yir b'cho erva zol v'shav me'acharecha." Kadosh Baruch Hu, lest Kadosh Baruch Hu should see erva v'shav me'acharecha, he'll be masalik the Shechina. He doesn't want to be there. He doesn't want the Shechina to be there when there's erva or there's soya or there's merak lain v'omid rishon. So the Pasuk happens to be speaking not about Torah, not about tefillah. The Pasuk just speaking about the soldiers fighting in the war. That if you have, and the Gemara says, the Yishami says, the Yishami, the end of the second parak in Erevin, quoted by the Rabbeinu Hananel. The Mishnah says, in the end of the last Mishnah, the second parak in Erevin says, "Avod van patur ba machane." The Tanoim patted the soldiers in the Israeli army from 14. You don't have to wash until they said dying. The Gemara says it goes on my Rishon and doesn't go on my Machrein. My Machrein is a Sakona. So that my Machrein came patted the army. The Sakona is a Sakona. My Rishon. So they parted. You don't have to make an Erev Chatzeres. And there's a certain cool about Chumen. There's a certain cool about Zela. That if they need a little bit of wood in order to make a fire, so they're permitted to take wood from anybody. They don't have to pay for it. They don't have to ask permission. There are certain coolers that the Yerushalmi says on that Mishnah, quoted by the Rabbeinu Hananel, and the Chazanish talks about this. How many Jews do you have to have together in the Israeli army that should have the status of Machne Yisrael? That's what the Chazanish has the comment that he quoted on several different occasions, that it only has the status of Machne Yisrael if it's a Jewish government and Eretz Yisrael is sponsoring this army. If you have the Jewish battalion in the French Foreign Legion, or you have a Jewish battalion in the Russian army, let's not call the Machne Yisrael, or let's say they elect a Jew as the President of the United States, and then all the soldiers are Jews, all the Jews are both. Let's not call the Machne Yisrael, let's not call the Jewish army. It's only called the Jewish army if it's a Jewish government in Eretz Yisrael, who's sponsoring this Jewish army, then it has a din of Machne Yisrael. And then, that's what the Chazanish says, that the Haganah didn't have a din of Machne Yisrael because there wasn't a Jewish government yet. The Haganah was fighting to establish a government, there was no Jewish government. Lechi, Etzel, these organizations were before there was a Jewish government. That's the question whether now, if you have a government in Eretz Yisrael, is the Israeli army considered Machne Yisrael or not? Is it considered a Jewish government in Eretz Yisrael? Or is it just a government? Is it not a government at all? Different sheets. That's the question. Sakhna Hog is not a government at all. Now the Hog is a government, not a Jewish government. The other Hog, the Pashtus is on the Hog, it's a Jewish government. So that's the Yerushalmi says on that, on that Mishnah, that it's only considered Machne Yisrael if you have a certain minimum number of soldiers together. If you only have one or two soldiers, it's not called Machne Yisrael. So how many soldiers do you have to have? So there are different opinions in the Yerushalmi. So the Chazanish says that he thinks we should pass in like the opinion that you have to have 10 soldiers. And just like the Davar Shel Kedusha needs 10, so too to be called Machne Yisrael, you need 10 soldiers. He says that whoever is not mitzuref to a minyan here in Siman Nun Hei wouldn't be mitzuref to the minyan over there. That's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch, that Afi Kursin, the quote of Shulchan Aramba, if he regards himself like that, that Afi Kursin, because his dina kratum, is not mitzuref to a minyan. So if you have Afi Kursin in the Israeli army, they wouldn't be mitzuref to a minyan either. Or let's say if you have 5 people in one room, 5 people in another room, they're not mitzuref to a minyan. So too, if you have, let's say, 5 soldiers in a cave, 5 soldiers outside in a cave, on the ground outside, they wouldn't be mitzvah of the minyan either, that they should have the status of Machne Yisrael with respect to all those dinim. In respect to the dinim of Tzaya, Aglayim, and Erevo, all the dinim wouldn't apply. The dinim only apply when you have a minyan, then we assume that the Shechina is there. Less than a minyan, the Shechina is not going to be there, like we assume. Less than a minyan, you can't say that should be Jewish, because the Shechina won't be there. So just like, just like in the army, when you have a minyan, you have to be nizah from Erevo and Tzaya and Aglayim, less than should be a Shechina of Shechina. So too, by Torah and Tfila, you have to be medaktik, there shouldn't be a Tfila question. So again, there is a contradiction between the two Gemaras. Nahumal, the one Gemara says that you need, the Gemara in Erev and Perakol Gaga says, the Feirish, that you need, the Minyan should all be together in Makom Echad. They give you a lot of details when it's in Makom Echad. It's complicated details here, in Sifte Zion. And then the other Gemara says, "Hafinu mechitzah shel dais leidem atzekis." The Tosfos says, "No, it's not a machlekes like other Rishonim say. There's a rule, or other Rishonim would disagree that it's really a machlekes. No, it's not a machlekes. Everybody agrees that the constitute the minyan they have to be the Malkum Echad." And that Gemara that says, "Hafinu mechitzah shel dais leidem atzekis ben Yisrael liaviyam shebashamayim," that means if you have the minyan the Malkum Echad, so the people can answer Kaddish Kedusha and so on, even if they're outside, even if they're not inside that. The Shulchan Aruch quotes a suffix from the Chulas HaRashbo. By benching the Zuman, if you have 5 people in one room, 5 in the other room, and there's Mikhtos and Reimei, we say, Lu. So they may bench the Zuman together. What would be the din? By Chazaras HaShatz, and by Kaddish and Kedusha. Let's say by the base of them, the side that comes up all the time. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Chulas HaRashbo, Epshet. He writes that maybe the din should be that they would be Mitzar Piyachah just like by benching the Zuman. Then the Mishnah Berurah quotes that the Bir Agro is Machriya against this. And he says, and even the Rashba only wrote it before reception. He only wrote maybe. And even the Rashba himself was never really Machriya Lahokya. He this is an issue that people are always mitzvah. Davening based off of, they're always mitzvah. They're not medakim. You see that they should have the whole minyan in Matam Echad. So how is it that we distinguish between benching mezumin as opposed to davening basara? That benching mezumin is the mikdash and Rabbi Meir said it was good, and davening basara is not good. So he says, do you have like that opinion in the Mordechai that bench mezumin basara does not constitute that it should be good? Not that you have to bench basara, need basara to bench the sham, because then it's a davish. Not a davish b'kusha. The Gemara gave a different reason why you need asara. La barachal mitzvah shma d'shma v'batzim me'asara. It's not derech eretz, but it's not because it's a devish b'kusha. We mentioned the other day that there's a human holding in the bench, mezumin basara. Everybody stands up and they say barachal akenu, or you don't stand up. So the standing up is based on the assumption like the Ramora, the Nunvav, that you need amida for a devish b'kusha. So that's what Rashi Lechik always used to say, that those in holding, whether you stand up or not, it hinges on this issue on the two days in the Markah. With the bench in the Zunim Barfer, is it a Devashi B'Gusha or not? And the Rav used to say that Nikar Adin, he assumes that it's not a Devashi B'Gusha. That requiring a Sarah to bench, much like the Zunim Gwan holds over here. You can't burn out from bench in the Zunim to davening Barfer, that Mikhtosim Rayim Me'elor Seilu is Mitzkarak in two different rooms for the Rayna Dayna. By davening Barfer, you need a minion, Mitzurah Yach, Devashi B'Gusha. But bench in Barfer is a different Allah, it's not a Devashi B'Gusha. So just because you make over here, doesn't necessarily mean that you make over here. It could be in a reverse direction also. It could be that there would be a chumrah. Like here you have a cooler in benching basara. Benching basara. That if mitzvahs merayim eilu esenim, you start from two different rooms. It could be that you'll have a chumrah by benching mezumin and a cooler by davening basara. The Shulchan Aruch raises a question on page Zion and Sif, what if you have a minion of 10 people and one of them is asleep? One of them is Nidla Davening Shmoneh Esrei, and he just can't participate at all. He can't participate at all in the Aniyah Somen, Yehesh Meirab, or Kanish Yidusha Boruch, or whatever. He can't participate. What's the din? Is he Mitzvah or not? So let me have a quote from the Shul. If one of the 10 people is in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, or if he's sleeping, Mechaber Asa Falachim Mitzvah Himon. He is Mitzvah. The Mokra for this is the Gemara and Brochus. The Gemara has a Machlekes, whether when you require a minion for davening for Chazorah Sashat or something, do you require the whole 10 should be the Berlin, half by mitzvah? Or is it good if you have 9 Berlin and the 10th one is a Kotna Hamut of Balista, a baby who's in his cradle? That's a lot of Gemara. One opinion in the Gemara is that a Kotna Hamut of Balista is mitzvah with 9 Berlin to constitute a minion. When you have a Kotna Hamut of Balista, you have two chesreins there. Number one, the kid doesn't hear a word, he's not participating in Amun Yehesh Meirab at all. And number two, he's not even Bar Mitzvah. He has 18 years to go, he's nowhere near Bar Mitzvah. Kof Mutha Bar Mitzvah. So the Gemara comes to the conclusion that a Kof Mutha Bar Mitzvah is not Mitzvah. So the simple reading of the Gemara is not Mitzvah because it's not Bar Mitzvah. But if he would be Bar Mitzvah, then he would be Mitzvah even though he's not participating. So that angle that the fellow's not, Kof Mutha Bar Mitzvah is not participating, that somehow the Gemara never raised that issue. Well, just seems to be raising the issue, do you need that all 10 should be Bar Mitzvah? Or is it sufficient if 9 out of the 10 are Bar Mitzvah and the 10th one isn't even a baby? Well, I reject that we need all 10 should be Bar Mitzvah, but it would appear that even though he's not participating, is good enough. So that's what the Mechamah says, that a person who is Bar Mitzvah and he's sleeping, or he's in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, he can't participate, is Mitzvah. Another Rishonim disagree. Another person disagreed, and they say, no. They once the Gemara rejected the din of Kotel Mutar Barisa, they rejected for two reasons. The two reasons why it's no good. Number one, because he's not participating, and number two, because he's not Bar Mitzvah. Those are the two opinions before. Can you be Mitzarek? It's his Dalit on page 172. Yesh Matil Lam Davish Bedusha, the Tisha, the Tzir of Kotel, Shehu Yosem, and Ben Sheish, and Yidel Amin Mispalim. The Lanirim Divrein, the Gebele Aposki. Then the Ramos says, "Neil, yes, no, I'm not the Shas of Kham." Achlekes and Rishonim, based on the Rabbi Natan. The Rabbi Natan say that you can be mitzvah a cotton with a Sefer Torah b'yodo. Some say if he's holding a chumash is good, then holding a chumash has to be holding onto a Sefer Torah. And others say, no, it doesn't help. Sefer Torah doesn't make you go by mitzvah. How does it help? Strange, strange machlekes, yeah. So he's machlokes. So here the Mishnah Berurah points out in Sukkot Lamed Gimel on page Pei Zayin. Even if you hold that the one who's sleeping, or the one who's in the middle of Chazoras HaShatz, is mitzvah with the minyan, even though he's not participating, the Reina Makaber writes, or for Lachem mitzvah with mine, that could be that that's only for the purpose of Dabar Shabib Dusha, that all you need are 10 people should be there. It's enough if 9 people are participating. It's enough if 6 are participating. If the Reina Makaber are participating. He writes in Sukkot and Lamed Beis, one person is sleeping, or one person is in the middle of Chazoras HaShatz. What if 2 people, what if 3 people, what if 9 people in the middle of Chazoras HaShatz? He says, no, 9 people in the middle of Chazoras HaShatz. Now Chazan is going to say, Chazan is going to say Chazoras HaShatz, no one's going to answer it. That's no good. How many people? If Echad is loved after, 1 of the 10 is sleeping, and 1 of the 10 is in the middle of davening Tfilah B'Lach. How many would you allow it? For the Yosem Echad, but you show Rubam, who are Yecholim Lanasimor. That's the Mishnah Berurah writes in Lamed Beis, as long as you have 6 people who are answering. And he says, another person hold not so. Yesh Macharim, Yosem Yechad. And others are in disagreement, and they say, no, that this kula of the Mechaber only applies to one. So the Gemara says, there's an opinion of Snuf Lasso. The Gemara says that one opinion is that 9 in Kotzin Ametsurah to make an opinion. 9 in Oren Chodesh Ametsurah to make an opinion. 9 in the baby Mutal Barita. So you see somehow that the 10th one is okay. And more folks there are pleasure. A pleasure is the Shach of the Yevon. The Gemara, we learned the Drachit in Lezor is Mishachar Zevin, and only Mishachar Zevin for the minyan. The Gemara is that obviously there were 9 people and he needed a 10th person. So what do you have to do in Mishachar the Yevon? If the Kod Mutal Barisa is Mitzurah, so be Mitzurah at the Yevon the way he is now. So the Gemara is in Zanach Hanami. There were only 8 people in the Shul. There were 2 of them. And he was Mishachar 1 of them. That's how the Gemara answers the Brach. If you say there's a din of a Snif La Sarah, so the Gemara said, Maisa Shai Kachai, there were only 8 people in the Shul. And Yiddish would say, why is it called the Jewish center? Because they're always looking for a center. They're looking for the 10th person. But they had 9 people, now they're looking for the 10th one. So that's what the Gemara says over there. That the Maisa Shai was, there were only 8 people in the shul. There were 8 B'nai Chorin, and they were missing 2. And Reb Lezer walked into shul with his 2 Avodim Tnainim, and 2 Avodim are not Mitzurim. You only hold those Moses Snif Lasara 1. Can be Mitzvah to make the Snif Lasara. So it was Meshach or whatever. So now we had 9 B'nai Chorin, and then he was Mitzvah the other Ezer to the moon. That's if you hold that if one is mitzvah as a sleep. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the 2 opinions about this. Is it lav dafka one is sleeping, or is it dafka that one is sleeping? Machlokes. But then he writes in Lamed Gimel again, and even if you're like the Mechaber, that the one is sleeping is mitzvah, one can argue the point to say that's only for them to be Dusha purposes. But for Duchanin, that's a different din. Duchanin is based on a different din. You can say because it's a din deraisa versus a din derabbana, because you can say differently. It's legamer a different din. It's la baracha lat kushma dasa b'pachas me'asara. Lat kushma dushma. It's a different halacha. He says, b'negir k'kriyas ha-megillah, that the Gemara says he's supposed to lay in the Megillah b'asara. The other says, for sure, if one is sleeping, it's not good. So the reason why he did asara is because it's Pesul Nisa. If the guy's sleeping, there's no Pesul Nisa. If the guy's davening Shmoneses, he's not paying attention, of course it's not Pesul Nisa. For the sake of Kriyas HaMegillah B'Asara, it certainly needs that all things should be paying attention. But for the sake of Duchanin, that's a sophic. Maybe even the Mechaber would be murdered. Then if you can point out, what about for the sake of benching B'Asara? Could be also that it would be a different game. The good question of the government, the benching, the Nizuman B'Asara, is the exact same issue. Is davening basar, Chazoras HaShatz. If the Mechaber holds the sleeping guy is Mitzurah, the davening says Mitzurah and Zimun. But when he gets to Duchanin, that could be different. Why doesn't he say when he gets to benching could also be different? Could be different Lechumah there, because benching basar is a different thing. So I can say he's going to get to Kriyas HaMegillah. When he gets to Kriyas HaMegillah, it's sure different. It's different Allah. Maybe he's going to get to benching and Zimun is also different. I don't know why he said when he gets to Kriyas HaTorah is different. Why is Kriyas HaTorah Basara? That's because of plain old Davar Shebikdusha. That's not a different din. That's not a din deraisa. Kriyas HaTorah Basara is a din deraisa. It's not a din deraisa. It's a din derabbana. And it's based on the fact that Kriyas HaTorah is a Davar Shebikdusha, either because the Baruch Hu is a Davar Shebikdusha, because the actual Kriyas HaTorah itself is a Davar Shebikdusha, wherever you learn it. But Kriyas HaTorah requiring Asara is not a separate din. It's not. It's a Hainu Hak, the same din, is Kaddish Kedusha and Baruch Hu. It's a regular din of Kriyas HaTorah. So why does the Pin Garden distinguish that part? I don't know. But the Nisiyas Kapayim Basara, I can't understand. He should have really pointed out that the bench in the Zulim Basara could also be that it's different. Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva, he writes in Halacha, he thinks that an apikoros is mitzvah to me. Very strange, against the Rambam's tshuva, it's against all of the classical poskim. Forget, he wants to disagree with all the poskim. He disagrees with the Rambam also. The Rambam has the Feresh, and the Torah don't. Yeah, we should do a poskim. Page 173. All the poskim quote, the Rambam and the Torah don't write the Feresh, that apikoros is being taught and is not mitzvah to me. And Moshe says, how do you learn out that you need a minyan? At Masa Leida Haroa Hazos, you learn it out from the Meraglim. The Meraglim says, because of Kumi Menu, that the nations in Eretz Haknani and Eretz Kanan were stronger than Menu, the Pashim Shah, because of Kumi Menu, they are stronger than us. The word Menu could have two meanings. Are they stronger than us or are they stronger than him? So the Gemara says that at that time the Meraglim said different fear. They said different conclusions. They said that the Lam and Aleph, Melachim, and Eretz Yisrael are stronger than Kivayachal, they're stronger than Akadosh Baruch Hu. Because of who, the Om is stronger than Menu than him, stronger than Akadosh Baruch Hu. So they said they'd be Apikorsis. The Moshe says, no, you see, they had to be about Apikorsis. Nevertheless, the Gemara learns that the Davish of the Kedushin needs that sorrow from that. So we see that they would be Mitzurah to the Mu. So that is the Moshe writes down, he says, Kandinzach, even if he said that they were Apikorsim, you're just learning out that the word Eidah means 10. You're not learning out that these 10 guys, the 10 Meraglim, would constitute an Eidah and a Gash to the Surah and Eidah as well. That they would constitute a minion for Davish of the Kedushin. Maybe just learning out that 10, you learn out the number 10. But over here, you have to have Daphne Israel and Sarah, and not Apikorsim. But he thinks not, but that's against the Rambam, it's against all the classical posts. Now, you have to know what exactly considered an apikoros. When you say that a person is an apikoros, you attack them or whatnot. The Moshe of the Fez and Shulchan Aruch, and Avazu Tamachochem, the Gemara says, Avazu Tamachochem, the Gemara in the end of Sanhedrin says, apikoros ain't the Chelik of Abbas. And the Gemara is, what's an apikoros? The Gemara says, one of the Avazu Tamachochem, and Avazu Chaver, but name Tamachochem. So ain't the Chelik of Abbas. Is a tshuva de Maharil. The local shevet in town was once mevazeh the rabbi in town. So the rabbi said, shkitas in the veil. Because mevazeh tamachachem, and apikoros shkitas in the veil. So the same thing, the shevet said that he was crazy. So no one thought that the rabbi was crazy. But he now said again, the rabbi is crazy, that doesn't know what the world is talking about. So the same thing shevet to the Maharil. So Maril said that the shevet is right and the rabbi is wrong. The Gemara says that Mavaza Tamachacha, Mavaza Haver, Bechnei Tamachacha is Dino Kapikaris, Ene Cheres of Mabo. The Gemara doesn't mean that he's an Apikaris Dino Ka'akum. Sometimes he's an Apikaris Dino Ka'akum, that means if he doesn't believe in one of the years, he's only Torah Amuna. But if he believes in all the Torah Amuna, but he does a couple of errors on the side, he says Mavaza Tamachacha, you call him an Apikaris Dino Ka'akum, it's not correct, he says it's because of the Rebbe. So the Gemara says Apikaris is Mavaza Tamachacha means it's a Lashon Musho, it's a borrowed terminology. That just like an apikoros is a real apikoros, then the chayav of my boy is going to be punished terribly because of his avera of kira. So too, the one who's mevazeh tamei chacham has violated such a severe avera that he's going to be in a chayav of my boy. But it's only going to be kapli. Can't say a shchitas in the avera. If he shaft the bein, he's going to be shchitas at shir. Same thing with Moshul Loshen Hara. That's what the Mishnah, the Chacham Chaim always writes. Not like right Loshen Hara, not like Loshen Hara, not like right Loshen Hara. Sure, not in this case. But against the Nachri, you think it's a talk Lashon Hara. And a person just can't control himself and he has the Yetzer Hara for Lashon Hara. Everybody has the Yetzer Hara. So it's a talk Lashon Hara against Nachri and his Mutter. So he says, L'Seyach Rochel Ba'necha. Ba'necha. Anu Mitzel is not always a Lashon Hara. So the Chofetz Chaim always writes, and if you have a Jew who's an Apikoros and Dino Ka'akum, that's also Mutter to say Lashon Hara against him. So the modern style is that you say the guy's like an Apikoros and the Vazis, and the Chachamim, and the Vazis, and the Chachamim. So you're allowed to say Lashon Hara against him. It's not true. And apikoros is dina ka'akum is mutter to say Lashon Hara against him. Now the guy's in Vazat and Racham said, dina ma'vei. And the guy doesn't have very, he's not had to say Lashon Hara against him. You have to distinguish between the two kinds of apikoros.
It's less than
hard to say Lashon Hara
against him.
It's a very good question. Not like the Mazat and Racham. I think the shot probably is like this. The Lashon Hara is that there's a hashash of a far-fetched mazik. It may turn out that it'll be mazik. What do I say? I said, the guy's an idiot. So what will happen? So I said, the guy's an idiot. So what? The people say, I'm an idiot. People down the hall say, I'm an idiot. So what? So if you don't sign my check, I get the same salary whether they think I'm an idiot. If they're appraisers, I get more salary. Get the same salary with or without their appraisers or their economics. It doesn't matter. A boss, it may ruin. I'm married already, so it didn't ruin my shit. It may affect my children, she do. It may affect my panos in the future. It may affect the far-fetched chashash. It may cause some hefsid in the future. So There's a far-fetched chashash in samadhi. If it's against the Yisraelis, you're not allowed to do it. Because of a possible far-fetched chashash, if it's against the Nachri, then the Torah didn't prohibit unless it's an outright mazik. A lot of my mazik mamish is also a hazik as I know. But to be mazik in such a far-fetched way, so that's a totally, it's like a gzeira. A gzeira, the Torah says you shouldn't say Lashon Hara because it may turn out in some far-fetched manner to be Maitre Hei. That far-fetched gzeira was only instituted by Israel in that way. Mr. Brewer quotes from the Gemara, page 172, he quotes from the Kosh Chav Dalet, an Oilem, whose part of the Kol HaMitzvah is not Mitzvah to Amin. It's like a mark. An Oilem quotes it from the Pima Gora, but it's a Kershing mark. An Oilem is not Mitzvah to Amin. An Oval is Mitzvah to Amin. Okay? Oval is Adem Mitzvah to Amin. Mishnah Berurah quotes the funny suffix from the Chacham Tzvi, which is cut in Dalet on page Pei Vav. Whether the Golem is Mitzvah to Amin. The Hakeem quotes it. Adam HaMetzah, it's cut in base, page 170. The Hakeem quoted it, said the Mishnah Berurah quotes. Adam HaMetzah, they say, he's seen in Mitzvah to Lassel, for Bebeshi, the Kedush, and Shuvah Chacham Tzvi, Simen Samach Nimah. So the Chacham Tzvi has a comment on this, he says that this is a joke. What do you mean Mitzvah to Amin? He says, Mitzvah to Amin, what's the issue? Whether he's a Nachri or he's a Yisrael. He says, he's not even a Yisrael, he's a behemoth. It's Mutal Hargo. If he would be a human being, there would be an Yisrael Yitzhika on a Golem. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, whether there are not, there are Maharami, Prague made a Golem, is a question. Some say it's not true, it's just an Agoda. They say he never made any Golem. But whether that's true or not, but the Gemara says that Rava bore a Golem. The Gemara Sanhedrin, Perakam Misa says that Rava made a Golem. And he saw that the golem couldn't speak, so he killed his golem. So how did he kill his golem? What happened to the Yisra Yitzhak? He sees in the morning that not only doesn't he have a din of a Yisra, he doesn't have a din of a Nachri either. So he says, of course, the Yechaz and Yishtan, of course not the first time. He created an old man, they say, he doesn't have the status of a human being. Like we discussed the other day, if he created the Hema, they say, he's here. So it's not from the inflation. Shlomo Levon, the quarter from the Bir Hamal, the Malater. As Ben Abraham Asher Asa Avraham, that it was Paravis. Since it was synthetic meat, it was created on this sacred seal. It wasn't a behemoth, then behemoth, then behemoth, then behemoth, all the way back out of behemoth and Sheshis made gracious. So it's not fleshy. So an autumn was not like this sacred seal. So it's not called a human being before. Synthetic person is not called a person. The title of a person is not the truth from it. The Yerushalmi has a din at the Mechavah Kor Tzimtzum base. In his Tzila Basara, a Dovah Shiva Kedusha requires a minion only in the beginning. Once I have a minion in the beginning, then you can be Gomer also a minion that you started, even though at the end you don't have a minion anymore. Of course, you have to have a Bovad, Rush and Ashtaira Rubon, Chabbah says. This is provided you have to have Reit HaMinion at the end. What's Reit HaMinion? So the Mishnah Berurah says six. No need to have seven. Ruba the Mikra is only an implement for benching the woman, the Shamba. Sora, if you have seven, you need seven who ate bread and three who ate some vegetables, Yerokas. If you only have six or eight bread, then it's not sufficient. But when you get to davening, the Gemara never requires Ruba the Minkra, and the Shulchan Aruch, when it says Rishon Yisrael Rubam, it probably means only six is enough. There is a big discussion in Mishnah Berurah quotes the whole literature on this. What's considered Hischil? That's if it starts saying Adon Olam in the morning, and there was a minion. Because there was one guy left over from the first minion. And then he finally took out a thousand tefillin, and the chazan finishes Adon Olam and he leaves. Now he can finish till the end of the Shir Shayom. It is a Yorikadation, so that's clearly not correct. What's called his chilu? What's called the haskola? So let's say they started saying Sukkah di Zimra, they started saying Karbanis with a minion. Then by the time they finished, the Karbanis is no longer a minion. They can say the Kaddish. The Pashtun says they can't say the Kaddish. Pashtun says you have to have 10 people. If when they started the Kaddish, you had 10 people, even though one of the 10 or four of the 10 left in the middle of the Kaddish, by the time you're finishing the Kaddish, you only have six, right? They can complete the Kaddish. Just because they said all these El Mekoymen with a minion, and then some of them left before you began the Kaddish, that's L'chol, that's not called, the Pashtun says, that's not called a Davish, that's not called his chilu. What if they started, let's say, Shtabach? But the Mishnah Berurah writes in Sukkot Nazayim. They started in Shtabach and some went out. that's called a chiluk. No, it's only called a chiluk if there were 10 people there at the beginning of the Kaddish. The topic of Prima God, Bula Yuchalana Kaddish Achazeh, the Kaddish Haifu Yishtabach Liyashu. However, he says that Prima God is stupid, but he says, look, in all the other Achrayim, the Maimu Matzah, the Achachayim, Chayorim, Kurum Pashtik, the Lo Yuchalana Kaddish Vazeh. You have to have 10 people at the beginning of the Kaddish. Not enough you have 10 people at the beginning of the Yishtabach. 10 people for the Kaddish, for the Yishtabach. You have to have 10 people at the beginning. That's not called his theme. So what about his chilu by the Shemana Esrei? What would the din be? What do you mean his chilu by the Shemana Esrei? At the beginning of Chazaras Hashatz there were 10 people, and then somebody walked out. Even if the fellow walked out before Kedusha, then the Mechaber writes in Sid Gimel, Hischa Ba'ovos, the Chazar starts Chazaras Hashatz. The Yosra, Mitzos, and the Gomel walked out before they got to Kedusha, going there, Afilu Kedusha. You can complete the Chazaras Hashatz. And you can even say Kedusha. You shouldn't say, well, the remainder of the Chazaras Hashatz is the Gemara of the beginning of the Chazaras Hashatz, that's his chilu. But the Kedusha, that's a separate unit. So let's leave that to Kedusha. Just like the Chazan finished the Chazaras Hashatz, the Mechaber says, no. Then Afilu HaKedusha. The Kedusha is also considered a Gemara of what they began before. And what if there was no Minyan Ishas Hascholas Ovois Bekol Rom Aydei Hashatz? What if there was a Minyan during the Tfilah Balachash? So the pastor says that that's not sufficient. So there's one day in the Mishnah Berurah quotes that is sufficient. It's even one day if there was a minyan at the beginning of Birchas Kriyashma. That's called his chilu. If there was a minyan at the beginning of Birchas Kriyashma, that's called his chilu, and the Chazan can repeat the Chazaras Hashem. So the Mishnah Berurah pastor is against those days. So the Mechaber says not so. It's for Barbas. Yes, Mitzos. Then like it was it says that when the Chazan started Chazaras Hashem, they call wrong. If the Chazan started Chazaras Hashatz with 10, and then some of the people left in the middle, so the Chazan can not only complete the Chazaras Hashatz and even recite the Kedusha in the middle of the Chazaras Hashatz, he can even say the Kaddish following the Chazaras Hashatz. So Rabbi Kiveger adds on, he can say both Kaddish. He can say the Chatzi Kaddish that you recite right after, let's say, on a day on which you say Tachnun, so you say Chatzi Kaddish right after the Tachnun, and then you say Kaddish to Sabbath after Rav Olatzion. Or to them which you don't say Tachnun, but then you say Chatzi Kaddish after the Shemon Esser. But then through the Shlata, like Brenna something. So you say Chatzi Kaddish right after the Shemon Esser. So Rabbi Kiveger says you can say both. You can say the Chatzi Kaddish after the Shemon Esser, after the Tachnun, plus the Kaddish Tiskabel later. Why? Because Kaddish Tiskabel is Tiskabel close on the Vuson, that's the Hemshah from the Shemon Esser. See, then it's very difficult. Why should you say two Kaddish? You should say only say the Kaddish Tiskabel at the end. Kaddish Tiskabel has a shachas with the Chazaras Hashatz. Why do you say twice? Once you've said one Kaddish, even though it was only a Chatzi Kaddish, but Mikaradin, that's the whole Kaddish. That's the Mi'adim called the Chosh, you finish with the Kaddish. If you already said the Kaddish, you have to Tachnun. Why should you be allowed to say a second Kaddish after Vol HaTzion? Shver and Rabbi Kiveger, that's what he said, that's what the Minigis. The Minigis like Rabbi Kiveger. Shver and Zah. Pastor thinks you should only be allowed to say one Kaddish, not two Kaddish. If you had 10 people, if you had 10 people, the top line on page 172, the Ramah quotes, if you had 10 people for the beginning of Chazaras Hashatz, laying you cannot do because in Kor Matzah, that's a separate unit. Unless you had 10 people at the beginning of laying, if you had 10 people at the beginning of Kriyas HaTzah, then you can complete the Kriyas HaTzah. And that's also a topic. The Mishkanes Yankin has a discussion of that, if I'm not mistaken. It could be a suffix in the Pesach Mishnah and the Rambam. The Mishnah in Megillah says that the Zman HaTanoim, the Ktuvah HaTanoim, the practice was that the one who got the first aliyah said the Bracha Shalachon, the one who got the last aliyah said the Bracha Shalachon, so that's an Asham Manu. The people in the middle didn't say any brachas at all. There is a Machlekes HaRishonim, what that means. Machlekes between the Ran and the Ritva. So the Ran on the Ritva and the Gila against the Ritva and the Gila. The Ran on the Ritva and the Gila says, the Nishu Adin, every Oila has to say a Bracha Shal Afana and a Bracha Shal Afana Asa, Asher Bracha Barim, before Asher Nasa Manu Eich. Except that everybody, you assume everybody's in shul, and everybody's behaving themselves nice and quiet in shul, you can hear a pin drop. When the first Oila, when the Kohen said Asher Bracha Barim, everybody heard it and they say Amen. So whoever gets Levi, Shlishi, Levi, Hamishi, Shishi, Shvi, everybody who gets an aliyah in that day, everybody was there, Shabbat HaBana, they all heard the chasm. And all the people that got the Aliyah's pray and they be so, they're all going to remain until the last day they're going to get his Aliyah. And he's going to say, Hashem Asa Lano, he might see everybody else that got the Aliyah's before. That's how the Ramban starts. That his man Amishna, only the Oyla Rishon said the Bracha Shalach Ranao. And the last Oyla Achon said the Bracha Shalach Ranao. Nika Redin, everybody has their Bracha Shalach Ranao Achor of every Aliyah. But the reason why his man Amishna they didn't is because everybody was Yetzir with everybody else's Bracha. Then the Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel and Babel instituted that every Oyla says the Bracha Shalach Ranao and the Bracha Shalach Ranao like our practices. Why? So the Gemara says, Mifnei HaNichnosim Umifnei HaYotzim. What does that mean? So the people coming in, people going out. There's going to be a guy going to come in, he's going to get shishi. And he wasn't there when the Kohen said the Bracha Shalach Ranao Shabbat Haban. And some of the people got the first few aliyahs may walk out before the last guy says the Bracha Shalach Ranao Shabbat Haban. So it's going to come out that someone got an aliyah and he wasn't there till the Bracha Shalach Ranao. Or he didn't stay till the Bracha Shalach Ranao. Or you could say, it's going to be so noisy in shul, like an ashul, so noisy because people are going in, going out, like a train station, like Grand Central. That's noise initial, so they can't, they won't hear. They won't necessarily all hear. All the people that got there, they won't hear. That's how the Rana and the Rif learns Pshat. So the Rana and the Rif holds that nothing really changed between Zmana Mishnah and Zmana Gemara. Rav and Shmuel just made it comment that every person says on brachas rather than relying on Shemer Kainer to be yotze with the other fellow's brach. But even with Zmana Mishnah, the Takon always was that every other really interesting has to say on brach. The Rifvon Megillah says not so. Rifvon Megillah says no, it was an equal change in the nature of the Takon. The Zman HaMishnah, the Tanoim treated the entire Kriya Zatel as one unit. So you only require a Bracha Shalach Ranao at the beginning of the Kriya Zatel and one Bracha Shalach Ranao at the end of the whole Kriya Zatel after the whole thing is all over. And Rav Shmuel, Mifnei HaNichnasim VaYotzim, they were afraid that some people will come in the middle, some people will leave in the middle, so the people who will come in the middle will have heard Kriya Zatel without a Bracha Shalach Ranao. And the people who will leave in the middle will have heard Kriya Zatel without a Bracha Shalach Ranao. So that's why the made a takana that we treat each, Rav Shmuel made a takana, basic change in the takana. We treat every aliyah as a separate unit. But just like in Zman HaMishnah, the entire Kriya Zatel is one unit. And you need a bracha at the beginning and one bracha at the end. So Zman Rav Shmuel, we treat every aliyah as a separate unit. So every aliyah needs a bracha shalach ranao, bracha shalach ranao. On the assumption, like the Ritva, now the case of Mishnah, the Mishnah Mechanicus raised the question. Maybe the Zman Hazeh, since we treat every aliyah as a separate unit, perhaps it didn't ought to be Bizman Hazeh, that if it's chilu, if you started with a minyan, you can continue, you can only finish that aliyah and have the oila say Hashem Asa Lano at the end and say the Bracha Shalach Ranao at the end. But to continue to give another aliyah, maybe Bizman Hazeh that doesn't apply anymore. Maybe Bizman HaMishnah, that all the aliyahs which we did is one unit, then it's called this chilu, not speaking. If you started the first aliyah with Asura and four people walked out and you're left with six or eight minions, you can complete all the aliyahs that's the Gemara of the same unit. But if the Rabbi Shmuel changed the Takana and make sure that every single aliyah has a separate unit, maybe they didn't require, you have to have his key to each and every aliyah has to have its own haskalah of having asar. So that's the that's the deal that the Mishnah is making, of course, from the Kesef Mishnah. Because it says in the Mishnah, the right of that is that it says in the Mishnah, you can't claim Kriya Sater if you don't have a minyan, and you can't say Machter if you don't have a minyan. What do you mean you can't say Machter if you don't have a minyan? How do you say Machter if you didn't have Kriya Sater? Let's say you don't have a Sefer Torah in Shul. You can't say Kriya Sater. So do you say Machter? So in Reish Pei Beis, in Hilchos Kriya Sater on Shabbos, it says Machter, you say that not. So if there's no Sefer Torah and you couldn't claim, and you can't say, well, we have a Kodesh. We always say the Machter from the Kodesh anyway. So let's say the Machter today. The Loch is not. The Machter is supposed to be the Gemar. What Machter means the Gemar. A Gemar of what? So the Ramah writes there, in the Eishpei Beis, in the name of the Avodram, Machter is the Gemar of Shachar. So we usually say, Lahatir means to complete, to finish off. We usually say not exactly like the Avodram. We say it's a Gemar of the Kriya Zatar, not a Gemar of the Shachar, not a Gemar of the Shachar. So we, so we assume La Loch, that if they never lame Kriya Satera, because they don't have a kosher Sefer Torah. They know what it is, they don't have a kosher Sefer Torah. So they couldn't lame Kriya Satera. So they don't say Machter either. Even though the practice is that we normally say Machter, they don't seem to finish. On this occasion, you can. So why does the Mishnah say Megillah, that ain't Kriya Matar, they Machter Menavi, Pachas Nasara? Once you say ain't Kriya Matar, Pachas Nasara, so maybe you know ain't Machter Menavi. So if the din would have been that you need 10 all along, you need 10 all along, so you understand. You started up, you needed 10 people to begin Kriya Satera. And some of them walked out, and you cannot say matir unless you have 10 people. But since the din is not so, it is chilo, you complete that unit. So why does it have to say in the Mishnah that you need 10 people for the matir? You already have 10 people for the kriyas atur. So it was already his chilo. Allah has to say that matir is a separate unit. So even if not a Mishnah, matir was treated as a separate unit. So even though you had his chilo basar, the kriyas atur began with a minion. But when it comes to matir, you have to begin again the matir with a minion. If Mafta was a separate unit, is Mana Mishneh, the Lachari each and every Aliyah should be treated as a separate unit, is Mana Zeh. That's the same. Mishneh Brura has a Shaila. What about the Kaddish before Baruch Hu? The Kaddish before Baruch Hu, if you started saying Kaddish before Baruch Hu with a minion, and then the 10th guy walked out, he was left over from the first minion. The 10th guy walked out. By the time you finish the Kaddish before Baruch Hu, you no longer have a minion. So to complete that Kaddish, you certainly miss it. You have some people left. You have right minion. What about the recite Baruch Hu? Do you say that the Baruch Hu is a hemshah for the Kaddish? Or you say, no, the Kaddish is relates back to the Pesukah de Zimra. And the Baruch Hu is Lahabod. The Baruch Hu is the introduction of the Pesukah of the Birchas Kriyas Shema. Not that the Kaddish is the introduction. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes, that Machlokes Achrona. Some say that the Kaddish is the beginning of Pesukah de Zimra. That's what we discussed yesterday. The Kaddish before Musaf is the beginning of Musaf. Can you say the Baruch Hu? That's probably true. The Pashtus is, that's not. Pashtus is that we assume that the Kaddish is not called the Haskola. The Amiris HaKaddish before the Baruch Hu is not called the Haskola for the Baruch Hu. What about Myrus? Shalat Siyun, this is Kotin Yud Zayin on page 172, gives you Mar Mekonis. He quotes him in the Din, he gives a Psak. In the bottom he says, it's really a Machlok. The Shulchan Aruch says that the Davin, Shemana Esrei, to the Balachas, he started Chazaras HaShatz, Vasara, you can come in the middle of the Chazaras HaShatz, four people walked out, and you have six remaining. So you can finish the entire Chazaras HaShatz plus the Kaddish Yester, Rabbi Kibbeg says, the two Kaddish Yester. Finish Rabbi Kibbeg, the two Kaddish Yester. The Kaddish Yester is Manasseh plus the Kaddish Yester of Olaf. What about Myra? What about Myra where there is no Chazaras HaShatz? In order to say Kaddish Tiskabel after Myrith, you have to have 10 people davening Myrith to the Balachash, or 6 people. You have to have right minion. What if you only have one person? One guy davening Myrith, this is both. Both you can say, no problem. You grab a problem of both of them, so they used to say that in this, the practice was that they would say Hareka Tushit, but they wouldn't allow Ahinka Bokhu, or whatever you're supposed to call it. But they wouldn't allow a person to say Bokhu just like this. Because of the case of Mishnah. There's a Mishnah Megillah. That's a Mishnah Megillah that says you need a minion for Adonis Shibidusha. So list off all the various things that constitute Adonis Shibidusha. Adonis HaShatz and Kriyas HaTera and Baruch and Kari, Dusha and everything. But then it says, Ein Parasim Malashma. The Prophet asked that. What does it mean Parasim Malashma? So Pros Leroy Lachmel, Lipros means to break bread or to break something in half. So Pros Malashma means to break the Birchas Kriyashma in half. That they had the practice that they would send a guy up and he would say Baruch Hu, as Hashem Avrot, and Baruch Hashem Avrot, and then the Chazan would say half of the Birchas Kriyashma. What in the world did he say Yotzer Amar. We say Tulav is sitting on the view. Yotzer Amar. Why did he say Yotzer Amar? What's going on? Why doesn't he say the whole Birchas Kriyashma? Send up a chazan, Yom says Baruch Hu till the end of Yetzer Amos. So there is a machlokes in the Rishonim, the Kesher Mishnah explains on the Rambam, but you look in the Rishonim, you know what I mean? There is a machlokes in the Rishonim, what's going on there? So some Rishonim say that the Kedusha in Yotzer Or is a Dovah Shebi Kedusha. And you're not allowed to say that to Yechidus. Machabah quotes the two opinions. You're not allowed to say that to Yechidus, you have to have a minion for that. In the Kabbalah, it on page Tzadik Beis. It's in the Nun Peres, Sif Gimel. Yeshayimim, Shabdusha Shabiyotza Yochid, Oim Ola Kishayna Ola Sidi Dvani. Yeshayim, Shayochid Medalga. Eile Maez Ola Bitsibu, Yesh Lochish Yidu Reim, Lizar Shayochid Yamen, the Nigam Natan, the Torah Batar, she saved with the Trap. Saved with the Trap, so then you're saying the Torah is Tzukim. If you say without Trap, so you're saying the Torah is Dabush Shabdusha, so for that you need a Minyan. Okay. So there's a Machloikin. What's the source of this Machloikin? Is this Mishnah Megillah? So they say, the practice was they would get together, 10 people would get together, they would point to Shlech Tziva, he would say, Baruch Hu, and he would say, till the end of Yetzer Amoros. What was that all about? So some Rishonim interpret, because, Hachamai Skina, that you have 10 people, each one daven Yechid. In the dormitory, whatever, they can't wake up in the morning. So 10 guys daven Yechid. When you daven Yechid, you have to leave out the Kedusha and Yetzer Or. That's a tragedy. The people don't care so much about davening and seeing the people as that they'll forego, but they feel bad about not having Baruch Hu and not having recited the Kedusha and Yetzer Or. So what they're going to do is they're going to send up a chazan. After these guys get together, as they're about to go into the cafeteria to have their breakfast, ready 9:30, first of noon at 9, whatever. They're going to the cafeteria, so they say, get one guy. He said, okay, go, say Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem Baruch, make a davening to the Kedusha, and then they want to say the Kedusha the Yetzer. In order to say the Kedusha the Yetzer, you got to say the whole bracha. So what did they do when they davened Yechidus? They left out the whole third bracha. When they davened Yechidus, they said Tzukin Zimmer, they finished Mishkabach, and then they started Avarabah, Avtan Hashem, okay? They started Avarabah. And they left out the whole third bracha, because since they can't say the Kedusha of the Yechzer, it's a Dovah Shebi Kedusha, you need a minion, so they left out the whole third bracha, and the Smachta, they're going to say it later. What's going on? What they said first Avarabah, then they say Yechzer later on, so the answer is that to say the bracha is not Miyaki. The Gemara said the third, Zosan Meres, to say that bracha is a Bichas Kriyashma is not Miyak. Of course, this is not proper L'chachila. If the Tanoim won't besak in a specific Seder for the bracha, so the proper thing is to say the bracha is not a Seder. In the Shemon Esed, the Seder is so important that it's even Miyak Ibn Yevet. Places says, the Seder of the bracha and Tzoyis is Miyak Ibn Yevet. But in the Bichas Kriyashma, even though L'chachila is first to recite them all on a Seder, but if you're Nishan in a Seder, Ibn Yevet, you'd be in. So that's what Tzami Shonim interpret. And others say it's not true, that the Kedusha and Yetzer Or may be recited, the Kedusha. One does not require a minyan for that. Those are the two opinions that we just read. Whatever it was. The New Testament Gimel. So everybody ready, Davin Yechidus, everything. They already said Yetzer Or, they already said Kodesh, Kodesh, and Baruch. They said everything. So what are they getting together now? Oh, also, the 10 guys Davin Yechidus. And now they get together, before they, as they're going to eat breakfast, and they get together, they send a guy up to say Baruch. So they say Baruch HaShem, Baruch HaShem, Baruch HaShem, Baruch HaShem, finish. So they just made up everything that they missed. I let them say Chazor HaShashat. Man, how can you say Chazor HaShashat? They didn't daven all 10 people together. So Chazor HaShashat, they can't say. Can only say Chazor HaShashat? There's 10 people daven together. So what did they say the first bracha Yetzer Or for? Everybody said the first bracha already. They were ready to say everything. So the Kesef Mishnah explains on the side of the Rambam, because when you say Baruch HaShashem and Vayirach, and everybody answers Baruch HaShem and Baruch Vayirach, what, let's say, praise to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And then you go and you stand online and you start schmoozing about the New York Times, and then you buy your breakfast, and then you pay, and then you sit down. So you said you're going to say a bracha, and you didn't say any bracha. So it's near to the Chayot and the Gadot. Looks like a joke. They said, let's say Baruch HaShem, let's say something. They say, yeah, everybody says, let's say Baruch HaShem, no, that's it. Baruch Hu, you're going to, but the Baruch HaShem, no. Baruch HaShem is the beginning of something else. It's supposed to lead to something else. So let's say in some shuls they have a Baruch Hu Basra, if the Meirev, to satisfy the people who came late. So what do you mean you say Baruch HaBasa before Aleinu? Oh, you say Baruch HaShem HaRoch, then you say Aleinu. Or you say Baruch HaShem HaRoch for those people who came early, you say Hashem Devarim Ha'arav HaRoven. Everybody starts saying a bracha. Or by Shacharis, he starts saying a bracha. Or by Kriya Sateira, the guy says Baruch HaShem HaRoch, and he says Baruch HaMenu Kol Amin. He says a blessing after that. But you don't just have burkle and everybody walks away. So the Kesher Mishnah says that it's so important not to do that because it looks like you're making fun of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's say a Shevach. They say, yeah, we'll all get together and say Shevach, and they don't get together to do anything. It's so important we allow the Chazan to repeat the Baruch of Yod Seror, even everybody was here to repeat this, in order that it shouldn't turn out to be a Baruch Hu, a hanging Baruch Hu. So the Rosh Hashanah said that in this, he remembered that in this they were mocked at that. That they would only have a Hesed Kedusha, people can Hesed Kedusha. The guy came late, he says Kedusha Avlah. But they wouldn't have a person say Baruch at the end because he missed Baruch, because the other people, he's going to continue to say Yetzer Hara by the Kedusha, but the other people are not continuing to say anything. So they were Kedushish for that case of Mishnah.
So
okay, they listen. But they're not even going to listen. And they just say Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. Then each one goes on his way and doesn't pay attention. So it looks as if they're making fun of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They just made a hakrot that they all voted. They all raised their hand. Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. Yes, let's give the Baruch Shalom praise. And then they don't do it right. They don't complete it. They don't say any praise. It's also Shevach. It's also Shevach. But they say no Shevach at all. Because the Mishnah claims is improper. Now this whole, no, what's wrong? Baruch Hashem Yorod, that is the Shevach. Chazal Baruch Hu say a bracha, and everybody says Baruch Hashem Yorod Yavod, that itself is the bracha. So you yaitse, you just said. Because Mishnah claims, no, that's not. Baruch Hashem Yorod means that you're masking with the Chazal that let's all get together and do something. So then you got to do something after that. You have to continue and to do something. So the Shevach, how do we start? By Meirah. The question is, by Meirah, so there's one guy davening Meirah. However, whether he says Baruch Hashem Lav, but he says Baruch Hashem Lav. He finishes the Shemoneh Esrei, two of the Lachas being finished. There's only one guy. Or less than six, whatever. Less than six, then he's one. And then he wants to say Kaddish Tiskabel after the Meirah. Is he allowed to say Kaddish Tiskabel or not? He didn't have even six people davening Shemoneh Esrei. So the Melamed Lahoyal has a tshuva. He says that he thinks it's okay. You say Kaddish Tiskabel, even though there weren't six people davening the Tzila B'Lacha Shav Meir. He says it's only a Kaddish. What's a Kaddish you can say? If one person is saying Tehillim, you can say Kaddish. If one person is saying Shemoneh Esrei, you can say Kaddish. Why not? So L'chaira, if you don't need ten people or six people davening Shemoneh Esrei to enable you to say Kaddish Tiskabel later, so how can you say that if I started Shemoneh Esrei of Meirin, if I started with 10 people, let's say we dab Meirah and then I say the Kaddish Tiskabel after the Shemoneh Esrei, and then in the middle of Kaddish Tiskabel, four people walk out. So that's a din, his tefillah. You go in that in, so you finish the Kaddish. But what happens if I started tefillah B'Lach Hashem Meirah with Asorah, and then four out of the Asorah walk away, you only have six? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes some Achleikus about that. He's not the Hakel. He's not the Hakel on that, but it is called his tefillah. But since they just, like if they started Chazaras HaShatz, Shachris and Minchem, you can complete the whole Chazaras HaShatz with the two Kadeshim after. So by Marv, if you started Tzvila Belachash, Basara, you can continue and finish off with the Kadesh Tiskabel. If you don't like the Malam of Lahayel, it doesn't make sense. What do you mean if they started with a Minyan? You don't even need a Minyan. If one person is davening Shemoneh Esrei with the Yechidus, they can say Kadesh Tiskabel later. What do you mean if they started with a meaning? The meaning is Lamala Lamala. Let's say one guy is saying, I'm reading Psukim. I'm saying Psukim to Zimran. There are 10 people while I'm saying Ashrei. And then the 10 people, then 4 people disappear. By the time I get to Yishtabach, there are only 6 people left. So the Mishnah Berurah said, you can't say the Kaddish afterwards. That's not called his Tzilu. There are 10 people when you said Ashrei. You have to have 10 people when you start the Kaddish. The Bamayrav also, if you hold like the Malamed Lahoyal, that the Kaddish is Kabbalah after Shemoneh Esrei, Meirah can be recited, even if you didn't have six people davening Meirah, Tzvila B'Lachash together. So how can you call that his Tzvila? There was no Haskalah Zavash B'Dush at all. So the Pashki says that that's exactly the Machlokes. Over here that the Mishnah Berurah quotes, in order to be able to say the Kaddish is Kabbalah after Meirah, do you require 10 people? You require 10 people saying, or 6 people saying the Tzvila B'Lachash of Meirah. Chore, that's the Machlokes. Here, on page 172, it's Zikrat Mechav Beis in the Mishnah Berurah. And how you are sorrow, be sure she is killed with his power, foolish man, as you do lach, Jacques have yet to meet self, and Yeshua, my Kaddish, the Chazan is permitted to say the Kaddish of him, Shalach, about Tila, the Kaddish Eich, the Tila. The Kaddish belongs to the Tila Belacha. Because that only makes sense if you require a minion, the Shas, when you say this man, actually, in order to enable you to say Kaddish is God, but if you're like the Malam Lahar, you can't. Because he quotes in the footnote, the Loka Chayor, and the Chayor may be held like the Malam Lahar. But the Mishnah Berurah passes like the Pinigram, the Shari Chuvah, the Nebbi Yehuda, and the Derech HaHeinz did it. They also to hold against the Melamed Lohar. Because against the Melamed Lohar means that you need a minion, you need at least six, a right minion, davening Meirev, in order to be able to say the Kaddish after Meirev. Okay, that's what the Machlok is. There's a lot of details, what's called his Tzilu. There's a din in the Mishnah in Brachos, that if a Chazan is in the middle of the Shmon Esrei and he's Nishtate, he has a sore throat and he just can't continue to say, or he thanks, or he doesn't remember, they didn't have Sidur, he's the Dad Malter, he doesn't remember the rest of the Shmon Esrei, just his mind is blank, he doesn't remember what he's up to. You have to get another Chazan to take over. So the other Chazan has to begin, Mitzilos HaYisa Bracha, Shehitzik Bo. Let's say he stopped in the middle of Baruch Aleinu. So the new chazan has to begin from the beginning of Baruch Aleinu. Why is it the Mishnah Berurah says that you can't be motzi v'ksiva with a half a bracha? Although Rabbi Kadega writes that legabi a private bracha, not a bracha shol tziva, a private bracha like say Kiddush or Havdalah or Hamotzi, whatever other bracha. If you have one person say one word and the other person say the other word and the third person say the third word, the thing would be that you would say Shemei Kaina, you say Shemei Kaina on a half a bracha. But in a bracha shol tzibur not, that's again by benching mezumin. This is close from the leaf like that. When you bench mezumin, the Bismanic Mori practice was that one person would recite, the mezumin would recite the whole benching out loud. And the leaf understood the Gemara beginning of Shlosha Shoflu that you don't necessarily have to have one person say the whole benching out loud, but you have to have one person say the first bracha to lazana sakol, and one person say the second bracha, and one person say rachim, and the fourth person say atayv ameitiv. You can't have two people say the first bracha. One should say one half, one should say the other half. The intention of Zuman is a bracha on behalf of the whole chabura. It's not a private bracha. The bracha for a rabbi, for a tzibur, for a chabura. So you don't allow Shemei Kain on a half a bracha. Private bracha, you do allow Shemei Kain on a half a bracha. And a bracha for a tzibur, for a chabura, you don't allow Shemei Kain on a half a bracha. So the Shulchan Aruch has a shayla later. What if in the middle of Yosef Or, in page Sadi Gimel, in the Nuntah Sifay, in Torah B'Birchas Yosef Or, Vinish Yosef Lamed Achet Tachto, on the top line of page Sadi Gimel, the Chazan can't finish Yosef Or. He's in Kelbot, the Mosi Tel Mel, Tel Chai Vikai, the Zmiris Mosi Zahar Gashmi, he ruled about the first Burah, and he doesn't remember the rest. Can't remember the rest, he faints, can't talk. So you have to get another Chazan. The other Chazan, and we're talking Bismana Shulchan Aruch, all the people didn't say all the brachas kriyas by themselves. Bismana, as the Mishnah Berurah says, that everybody says all the brachas by themselves. The chazan is not really being made to anybody with the brachas. So let the new chazan just get up and say, oh, Chodesh Al-Tien talking. Sure. And he'll say, yeah, I'm always finished. But Bismana Shulchan Aruch we're talking about the Sfardin, that the real Sfardin that they have, the chazan says the brachas kriyas, and everybody says, oh, and there you're the chazan's brachas. That's what we're talking in the Shulchan Aruch. The chazan saying the brachas, the tzibur is not saying the brachas. And they're being yotzer with Shemei Kainan. So since you don't allow Shemei Kainan on a half a bracha, you require that the new chazan should go back to the beginning of that bracha. Where is it considered the beginning? So the beginning, one would have thought, yotzer rabbi chosha, chosha shalom baris hakol. So the Yishalmi says, no, this mechab is a Yishalmi. You see, hey, simen nun tesef hey, Torah b'duch has yotzer or, v'inyan shetzok la'amen achat tahtov. So if the mistake, if the chazan got stuck after the Kel Baruch Nimoisi Teinu, and he can't finish, the new chazan only has to go back to the Kel Baruch Nimoisi Teinu. He doesn't have to go back to the very beginning of Yotzer Or Baruch Hashem. Why not? If the old chazan made a mistake before Kiddusha, then the new chazan doesn't just begin from Hashem, or what's before Hashem? Yeah, it doesn't just begin from there. You have to go back to Yosef Rav Rechosh. You have to go back to the beginning. But if the old Chazan made the mistake in the middle of the Kel Baruch and Moshe Tainer, then the new Chazan only takes over in the beginning of the Kel Baruch. Why? We treat it. It's all one bracha. From Yosef Rav Rechosh until Yosef Hamar is one bracha. But I treat it as if it's two parts of the same bracha. The other brachas, they're not two parts. One bracha is one unit. I treat these brachas as if it's two units. Why in the world should I treat these brachas as if it's two units? Why should that be so? But Mishkanes Yankov claims, as a Harifus, he claims the Yishalmi clearly is of the opinion that the Kedusha, the Yotzera, may not be recited the Yechidus. So when the people daven Bitzibur, then they say the whole bracha. When they daven Yechidus, then they only say the second part of the bracha, Kel Baruch Mimosi Tehna. Then the Katsu, they leave out. So because the Kedusha cannot be recited, I treat from the Kel Baruch on as a separate unit of the bracha. But he says, according to the way the Mechaber Paskin and Ziv Gimel, not the Mechaber, the Ramah. The Ramah writes it, Kvaposhet HaMinikus, on the page Tzadik Beis, the last line in the Ramah. Kvaposhet HaMinikus, Vara HaRishayno, Yochid Aymeray, so that the Yochid also says, Kedushin Yetzirah. So the Yochid says, Kedushin Yetzirah, so he tells you shouldn't Paskin Sintay. You shouldn't Paskin like that, you shall me. That the Chazan only goes back to the beginning of the Kel Baruch Mishkanes. Go back to the very beginning. Why in the world should I keep the Kel Baruch as a separate unit within the Birchas Yetzirah? It's all one unit of a bracha. It only makes sense if you hold that the Kiddush and Yetzirah may not be recited. The Yachid, only the Tzibur. Then I say I've completed the first certain unit of the Yetzirah and the Kel Baruch is a separate unit after you finish the Kiddush. But he says the Ramah says the meaning is not so. The Ramah says the meaning is that you say Kiddush and Yetzirah and the Yachid. The time is the whole thing should be one unit. Even the sheet in page 172 in Sif Dalet that a cotton can be mitzaref to a minion is terbiyoda. Without their terbiyoda, that's only if he's Yosin Ben Shevish, he's at least 60 years old. He adelamim is talib. He understands what davening is all about. What if the person is a shaita? The person is a cherish, retarded. Cherish means retarded, shaita means deranged. What if he's either a cherish or a shaita? It's not a cotton. And the cherish and the shaita don't even have the madrege of seichel of a 6-year-old child. Sometimes people are retarded, they'll tell you what degree retardation has. He has retardation, he has the seichel of a 2-year-old, 3-year-old, 5-year-old. Doesn't have the seichel of an average 6-year-old. So he's not even considered like a cotton. The guy's 25, the guy's 35, but he's retarded. He doesn't even have the seichel of a yoisin advanced age or in his problem. So then even according to the opinion that you can insert this cotton to a minion, so you wouldn't be able to be mitzaref the cherish to a minion. The guy's a shaker, he doesn't understand anything. So you couldn't be mitzaref to a minion either. Although there are two different kinds of shaker. And Ebenezer, the Shulchan Aruch, the Akronim to the Pesukei Tshuva points out there are two different kinds of shaker. That a guy is very intelligent. He understands everything. Except that he thinks that he's a Julius Caesar. Everything else is normal. Except that he thinks he's Julius Caesar. But we say in Malacha that a shaykh of the Berachah has a din of a shaykh and call it a kibbutz. But he understands. But then he's still like people. But then he's a yedek. Then he's racing the bench, he's there and then he's powered. Good. So if you hold that you can retire for cotton for a minyan, then you can retire such a shaykh for a minyan. Then you have another kind of a shaykh who Bechlal doesn't function at all. He doesn't know whether it's raining or snowing, day or night. He just lays in bed. He doesn't know what he's doing. So that kind of a shaykh is worse than the cotton. In the end of Ebenezer, they're distinguished by a nation Sisha Zinsa. A nation Sisha Zinsa, Zasur Abayla, only Zinsa Beratzen. But if Nensa, she's Muteres, and what if she's a Ptana Shazinsa? Ptana Shazinsa, but she, a nation Sisha Ptana Shazinsa. So Machlek is the Ramam and the Raivik, whether she becomes Neseres Abayla. The Ramam passes like the Yushami, that a Ptana Shazinsa becomes Neseres Abayla. And the Raivik passes like the Bavli. Bavli says Neseres, a Pita Ptana Oynesum. That even if the Tana is in the Tana Beratzin, Pita, you refer to her, it has the status of Aynes, and she does not become Asur Abba. Machlek is the Bavli Yerushalmi, Machlek is the Ramam and the Raivid, how to pass the Son. The end of Ebenezer, they quote that Machlek. So then they discuss, what if the Eshish is in his status? the woman is mishtapis, and then she goes and sees mizana. Does she become asur al bailo or not? So they say that it depends what kind of a shaker she is. If she's a shaker, let's say, sometimes the woman has a temporary fit of insanity, she has amnesia. She forgot that she was married. She forgot who she is. Or the woman, mamish, doesn't function at all. She doesn't know. She's walking around naked and she doesn't know what in the world she's doing. And then someone is mizana with her, she didn't realize what she was doing. So that case is zichah v'chomah days. Even the Rambam will agree that she doesn't become a surah by the mamish, and then she's a shemensa. Everyone will agree that that's oinus. But if she's a sheikah, everything she knows, klar, she knows what she's doing, she's married, and she wears a sheikah and everything, but she thinks on the side that she's Cleopatra. You know, just hang up. She thinks she's the queen of England, but she's down in the shul every Shabbos, and she cooks the Shabbos, cooks, everything else is normal, except she thinks that on the side she's also the queen of England. She thinks she's whatever. She thinks she's Mashiach. I don't know, whatever she thinks. Some crazy thing. So that's how Pidin is shaita, so that would be Nachlik is the Rama Menorah. By Tana. A person who Alpidin is a lot by Das, but in Mitzias we see the person has done. The person knows what he's doing. Alpidin doesn't count as Das. So that's the Nachlik is whether she's Mizana. Such a woman would be Mizana, would she become Asur al Baila or not? The Rambam says, based on the Yisrael, should we become Asur al Baila? It's a very common shaila, unfortunately. So that's the issue over here, whether you can decide such a person to a minute. So let's say if you have someone who's retarded, someone who's deranged, and he really doesn't know what's going on in the cloud, comes into shul, he doesn't understand Kriyas HaTorah, he doesn't understand anything that's going on. You just train him, let's say a retarded person, you train him that he should be able to say the bracha, he should be able to recite the bracha. So that's worse than a cousin. It's not even like a cousin Ben Sheish. They're even involved. There's no bechalal what's going on at all. You can't even know the Zman HaMishnah they gave aliyah to a cousin. And if you can give an aliyah to a cousin, we're machmer. The Magen Avraham Reish Pei Beis quotes, why we're machmer? Why don't you give aliyah to a cousin? Mishnah says, Hakolel min yeshiva, afilu isha afilu cousin. Give a woman an aliyah, give a cousin an aliyah. Then the Gemara says, that the Zman quotes a price to the Zman HaZeh, we don't allow women to get aliyahs. Because of Kavod HaTzibur. But Tana, he may give an aliyah. There's no problem with Kavod HaTzibur. How come it's not that we don't give Tana aliyah, we only give Mafia? So the Magen Avraham, Reish Pei Beis, and Hilchos Shabbos explains why. But the Ran on the Rif claim that sure, the person can get an aliyah, but he can only lay, he can't say the bracha. And there's a Pishka Rabbeinu Yom in London, one of the Balei HaFesis who lives in London, we said just to be versed. And when the Mishnah says the cousin should get aliyah, all it means is that he can say the brachas, but he can't lay. He can get aliyah means he can say the brachas, but he can't lay. So a funny shot says, Ma Mishnah, they never had such a thing. The guy got the aliyah, said the brachas, and he lay. The institution that we have today, that the one who gets aliyah says the brachas in the Balkari lays, that's post-Talmudic. That was instituted by the Balei HaFesis. The Ma Mishnah, they never had such a thing. God just goes up and he says the brachas and he doesn't do the laning. The Balkar doesn't lane. He was the Balkar. So it's saying, that's what Rabbeinu Eliyahu writes. So the Magen Avraham says, because of this dispute, that the Ran and Megillah, the Ran and the Megillah writes, the Kotan Eilu and the Yeshiva, all it means is that we allow the Kotan to be the Balkar, but not to say brachas. And Rabbeinu Eliyahu, in the Pishkei Rabbeinu Eliyahu, in London, says the reverse. You only allow him to say the brachas and you don't allow him to lane. So we're machmah for both sheikhs, and therefore we don't allow the Kotan to get an Ali at all. Neither to lay nor to say the brachas. So that's where we're mapping around this manager. But the Mikra and Dina Katan, they get an Ali. So that's the Shiloh. What if you want to give a Cherish an Ali? So it depends how much Cherish. If the person is so retarded that he doesn't have the seichel of a 6-year-old child who understands what it means to daven, Akharish Baruch Hu is in heaven, we're reading his Torah, and we're saying a bracha to Akharish Baruch Hu, he doesn't even understand that. You just treat him to say the words. You train him to say the words. But even a cotton couldn't get an aliyah then. He's not the devil in the book. And for sure he couldn't be mistaken from me. That's less than a cotton being patiently a devil in the spawn. Less. Then it's Yitches, and Mechaba quotes the Gemara at the beginning of Chadiga. A Cheresh, Cheresh means a person who's retarded. There's a Tshuva Sefer that's called Zichron Yosef, by one of the Goyim from Germany. His name is Rabbi Yosef Steinhardt. He was the Rav of Furt. And Yosemite writes that he wrote the best tshuva on Torah and Shoshim. And they had the issue in Europe around 70 years ago, syphilis was a big disease. And they had insane asylums that were full of men, filled up with men who had syphilis. If the person suffers syphilis long enough, so it affects the nervous system until it affects the brain, the person loses the whole state and doesn't know what he do. And then in America also, they used to have the insane asylums were very crowded, and then they developed a drug that stops the disease in the middle, and it doesn't progress so far that it affects the brain. So that's why you had, there was one time in America that all the insane asylums were full, and then after this drug was developed, then all the insane asylums aren't there. There are a lot of Michigan still who belong there, but they're not like they used to be. They used to be mamish, you didn't know the klal was going on. So there was a problem in Europe, all of these men who became mamish nishtatah, they didn't know at all how to function. They couldn't function at all. Their brain didn't work at all. All of their wives were stuck. They were agunas. There's no way in the world that they can give a gift. So some wise guy went to the insane asylum with another three rabbis. One, and they were Masada Gittin for all of these women. And the women paid a fortune of money to these rabbis to be not to them from the Igum situation. And they were Masada Gittin for them. So one rabbi saw what was going on in Poland. So he started the whole tumor. He said, what's going on? So he started sending letters to the Yosameach and to the Ragachava and to the Leponovich and to all the Polish and the Litvish and the Galatianic Dharam that they should make a public announcement that all of these women are salacious ish, that the Gittin were no good. So everyone had what to say about this. So the one who made the whole tumor printed all of the letters. That was his sefer. That was his country. He printed anybody's letters, what they sent him. So one of the several letters, one of the 50 letters that he got was from the Yosemite. The Yosemite says, look, I live miles away. I can't fasten on a person whom I don't see, whether he's a sheikh or not a sheikh. I'm not there. You have to get the local rabbanim who look at the people, let them fasten. All I can tell you is that you should look in the tshuva. This one, Yosef, he has the best tshuva on the issue of cherish and sheikh. Rabbi Kileger also, on Yerizei Yassim and Aleph, when they talk about a cherish, sheikh, and a kotin, shechtin, he talks about cherish and a sheikh. So Rabbi Kileger also tells you to look in the different Yosef. Yichon Yosef has a tshuva. In his tshuva, he explains exactly this. The cherish doesn't mean that he's a balmum, she'en v'shameh v'en v'dabber. Mechaba quotes from the Gemara in the first half of Chagigah. Cherish means she'en v'shameh v'en v'dabber. It's a percept and trumas. But if he's v'dabber v'en v'shameh, shameh v'en v'dabber, then he's not called a cherish, then he's considered a bardas. So what does he mean, she'en v'shameh v'en v'dabber? You have such a terrible mum, she'en v'shameh v'en v'dabber, a deaf mute, that's the one, like Helen Keller. A person is a deaf mute, his demon is a cherish. So that's what the Zichron Yosef explains, that that's not what it means at all. Amish and Eliam Dabba means that it's impossible to communicate with him. You have no way to educate him. He's going to remain retarded. If he can't communicate, he can't educate, he's going to be retarded. But the Manazer, the Rashash and Gitin Nafayin is Ma'ir the Shani. The person quote that Rashash. Gitin Nafayin is Ma'ir, that maybe the Manazer, that they open an institution, they open a school in Berlin for the deaf youth, and they can't train them, and they can't educate them, and they can't teach them. And they can even run businesses, and they can sign checks, and they can make a fortune of money, and they can write books. Helen Keller wrote a book. No. So maybe, maybe a deaf mute should be dina to bardas. So that's what Rav Avadi Yosef also has in tshuva. He collects with all of those, what was written before. He quotes the Shulchan Yosef, and he quotes the Bashash, and he quotes some say his grandson, I think Shevet's paper, or some say his grandchildren wrote a tshuva like that. But the aloha that a cherish ain't a shemeh v'ain a medaber is considered a lab bar das is only if he's not educated, if he can't be educated. But if he can educate him, then he's considered a bar das. He's talking about the mitzvah, he's considered a regular bar das. So the other way he can be in thousands or millions, that's a different shot, because he doesn't hear what's going on, so he can't participate. But it's like Yoshein. Yoshein is a person who's totally bar das, but he's sleeping. He's going to sleep through the whole davening. A person is in the middle of Shemon Esrei. The Mechaba had the case. You see, for Rav, the guy's in the middle of Shemon Esrei. So he can be Mitzarev for the minyan, since he's not at all participating in the Chazaras HaSam. Or that he can't be Mitzarev for a Yoshin or one of them in the middle of Shemon Esrei. He can't be Mitzarev for the guy's death either, so he doesn't do it. Question: Halacha l'maisa. What if a cherish ain't a shemeh v'ain a medaber gets married? I was just at a wedding recently. The chasam was an ain't a shemeh v'ain a medaber. Tala was Tala could both. The Tala could speak, and she could hear with the hearing aid. The shaila is: can you say? Can the rabbi say the bracha or not? The rabbi says the bracha b'yichas erusin, under the chuppah, that's on behalf of the chassan? Or is it enough if it's on behalf of the kala? Or even if they're both there? He says the bracha on behalf of the people who are there. You can make the machlokes in the Rishon. The Rambam and the Raven hold that the bracha is supposed to be recited by the chassan. When the rabbi recites the bracha, it's on behalf of the chassan. And the Yehuda is mistaken within the Rambam sheet, is it only on behalf of the chassan? But the chassan is there, but the kala is not there. And the rabbi recites the bracha because the kala is on it. So that's the topic in that view. And the later poskim, I know, he to say that we don't really follow the Rambam, we follow Taisus. We have the practice that we say, the rabbis say, Bircha Seirusin, even if the husband and the wife are happy closely to Moor. They don't believe Hashem, Elokeinu Malach HaOlam, Hashem, Elokeinu Malach HaOlam, Hashem, Elokeinu Malach HaOlam, Hashem, Elokeinu Malach. They don't believe in any of this. They still say the bracha. What do you say the bracha if it's on behalf of the Chazan Tassel? The answer is, we assume like Taisus, and Tzachim Dar Zayin, that the bracha is on behalf of the Tzibur, not on behalf of the Chazan. That's a big shaila. Can you say the bracha? Can you say the bracha if the chassan is totally deaf? This is from Shulchan Aven Ezra towards the suffix in another view. On the top of page 174, the Mechaber quotes from the Ogur. The Ogur is a paper that was written after the tour. The Ogur sometimes quotes from the tour. So the Ogur has hechepintus, funny hechepintus. So the one hechepintus is a woman has twins, and the one that's born first becomes our mitzvah last, 13 years later. The one that's born second becomes our mitzvah first. How can it be? Hechepintus. It gives you a hechepintus that the twins were born. Twins were born when? In a shana Luveres, and the first twin was born the last day of Adarishan. The second twin was born the first day in Adarshani. And the year they become bar mitzvah, there's only one other, the shana Pshuta, not a shana Muveres. So the one who was born on the last day of Adar becomes bar mitzvah the last day of Adar. The one who was born on the first day of Adar becomes bar mitzvah the first day of Adar. So he becomes bar mitzvah 29 days before the other guy. He was born an hour later. And he becomes bar mitzvah 28 days before the other guy. So here on this is, that's why I'm going to all the details. What if it's the reverse? Somebody was born, if someone was born in Shana Muveres and bar mitzvah Shana Muveres, then 99% of the person agree that if you were born in Shana Muveres and bar mitzvah Shana Muveres, whatever you were born, that's when you become bar mitzvah. Either the Rishon or the Sheni, whatever it was when you were born, that's when it is now. Those who disagree with that too, but the Mishnah Berurah ignores them. But the question is, if you were born in the Shana Pshuta, and you become bar mitzvah in the Shana Muveres, that's the question. When do you become bar mitzvah? Do you become bar mitzvah in the other Rishon, or do you become bar mitzvah in the other Sheni? Some have a minig that the child puts on tefillin, we discussed when we learned here, somehow the child puts on tefillin 30 days before his bar mitzvah. The Rambam says that minig is, the Gemara says in the end of Lulav HaGozel, that a katan hayer de lishma tefillah, avi v'kech l'tefillin. Whenever the katan is able, whenever he's a gil l'chinach, whenever he's able to fulfill the ma'isa mitzvah properly, katan hayer de l'naneya, avi v'kech lo dalin minig. Katan hayer de l'sake, avi v'kech lo talis. Katan hayer de lishma tefillah, avi v'kech lo tefillin. Whenever he's able to fulfill each and every individual mitzvah, the ma'isa mitzvah, then he has a chiyuv chinuchi. There is no zman. When he reaches this age, then he's called the gil chinuchi. The age is different by each and every mitzvah. It depends when he's able to do the ma'isa mitzvah. When the kid knows how to wash him till he's dying, then there's a din of chinuch that he has to wash him. Till he's dying in the morning is a different thing. The Mishnah Berurah says, even my little babies, you have to wash their hands, because the Gemara says it's a sakana. It's unhealthy if the person wakes up in the morning and he touches food or he touches any part of his body, without having washed until tonight. You have to take off the rock raw that the more called shitsa. Even my little baby, that's not a minyan afina. If he's my little baby, he's supposed to wash until tonight. If he touches his face or he touches the food. But we're talking about until tonight before eating bread. So you only have to train the child in washing if he knows how to wash his hands himself. It was a deal of him. So in the Gemara, it says in the end of the Lulav HaGozel that a cut and hey, I get a lishma tefillin, but will a kech let tefillin. I say, you were 2 or 3 before bar mitzvah. He's been 10 years old before bar mitzvah. But the Rambam says that Rambam is not so. That we have cut out Tanachas tefillin, we've cut it down to the bare minimum. But even though women always volunteer mitzvahs eser shazman grama, by tefillin we don't allow them to volunteer it. And by ketanim, we always insist on chinuch. By ketanim, you don't have any chinuch by tefillin. And the ikar din, midina de gemara, it says that you have to wear tefillin all day long. And by tefillin, we don't do it with manager. We only wear the tefillin the bare minimum. Only just kriyas shma tefillah, and that's all. Some achrayim say the bikkurei approach from the mikvah. We should learn a little bit after the davening. Sha'achas should sit with the tefillin a whole hour. It is gula fa'achloch and learn the rest of the day. That's all. After that, we don't wear tefillin all day long. We've cut it down to the bare minimum. Why? Because tefillin require a guf nafi. We're afraid that we don't have a guf nafi. It's not only because we say the women don't have a guf nafi. The women don't have a guf nafi. The men do have a guf nafi. Means we're afraid that if you read this address, nobody has a guf nafi. Guf nafi means physically nafi. And then speaking, and hurim has to have a guf nafi. So we live in such a wild society, no one has a guf nafi. We're afraid no one has. So we cut it down to the bare minimum. So we cut out the ketanim and the nashim and shlevishas ter, shlevishas kriyash matzilah. We don't wear tefillin whenever it's not necessary. So that's why some had a meaning that you only give tefillin to the kids after bar mitzvah. By cutting, we cut out chinuch and gansa. And others have a meaning, no, a couple of months before bar mitzvah you do. We just cut that. We cut out a couple of years before. A couple of months before you do. And some say 30 days before. So what's up with 30 days before? So I'm saying because of this issue, because it says in the Shulchan Aruch on page 174, that the kid is born in the Shana Shuta, and it becomes Bar Mitzvah in the Shana Muberes. He's born in the Shana Shuta in the month of Adar. He becomes Bar Mitzvah in the Shana Muberes, so he should observe his Bar Mitzvah, he should wait till the second Adar. But others hold no, that he becomes Bar Mitzvah in another Rishon, not another Shem. The Machlekes, the Mishnah Berurah quotes Magen Avraham, the Machlekes. So we're not going to be the Tzarchim for a minyan, or let him daven for an omen until, or be the Balkari or anything until Adar Sheni. So somebody may think, look, he's not Bar Mitzvah until Adar Sheni, so he doesn't have to lay tefillin in another Rishon. So that's why some introduced the practice that we always insist that all time should wear tefillin a month before the Bar Mitzvah, or to this Kodesh. And the Chuvah Beis Shlomim talks about that. That there's the minig that you have the kid lay tefillin 30 days before the Bar Mitzvah has something to do with this. Has something to do with this issue with the other Rishon, Adar Sheni. What's taught to the Machlokes? If the kid is born in a Shana Pshuta, and becomes Bar Mitzvah in a Shana Moberes, what's the machlekes whether it becomes Bar Mitzvah in other Rishon or other Sheni? So somebody just printed in the name of Rav Soloveitchik in the Rabbinical Council of America has a Torah journal that's called Haberon. So they just came out with the latest issue. It's still in the mail. I don't know if it was delivered yet. But it's going to be delivered to the library. You can look it up. Someone wrote over part of the shiur of Rav Soloveitchik. They didn't write over the whole shiur. He left out the main part of the shiur. The fellow left out. Rav Soloveitchik showed from the Gemara that all the Rishon and the Sheni are both of them. So Vilna Gaon's right. It's not Rav Soloveitchik. Vilna Gaon brings it right. The Gemara and the Gila and Davos on the days has a machlekes hatanoim. When you have a Shana Muberes, when do you observe Purim? An other Rishon or an other Sheni? So what's the Nekudis HaSofet? Purim has to be celebrated on Yud Dalet Ador. Tezvav Ador. If it's Trachim Amkav HaMas Yishur Benun, Shishim Purim, Tezvav Ador. So the question is, which is the real Ador? Is Ador Rishon the real Ador? Is Ador Sheni the real Ador Sheni? The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says, one opinion is that you observe Purim and Ador Rishon because it's reason that given a mitzvah. In other words, really, you could tell that either Ador Rishon or Ador Sheni, but it's preferable to celebrate in Ador Rishon because reason that given a mitzvah. Why wait till Ador Sheni? Do it in Ador Rishon. The other opinion is no. We prefer to celebrate Purim and Adar Sheni because we want to be masmich gula legula. Because in the month of Nisan was gula in Mitzrayim. We want to celebrate Purim, which was the Yeshua and the partial gula. Gula means the real gula. That was the Yeshua. We want to celebrate that Yeshua, the tzirif with the Yeshua and the gula of Pesach. Nisan gula, gula vipa. So the Vilna Gaon asks in the Bira Gaon Hilchas Tainis, when they talk about Yortzeit, a person dies in the Shana Pshuta, and the Yortzeit now is observed in the Shana Mubar, so which month do you have to fast? So the Rambam says, Minigiz, he says both. So the Gaon says, yes, Nikar Adin. Not because it's a Sufik, but the Rishon Adar Sheni, so the Sufik, he says both. He says, Nikar Adin, both Adors are the real Ador. Vaharaya, that the Tanoim didn't argue which Ador do you read the Megillah or the Rishon Adar Sheni, which is the real Ador. You see, they hold that they're both the real Ador. One holds these Magdalene mitzvahs, that's why you should celebrate Purim and Adar Rishon as opposed to Adar Sheni. The other one says, no, mitzvah gula gula adipa. You see that they're both Ador, and they're both really Purim. You doubt Adar Rishon, you doubt Adar Sheni, they're both Purim. And that's why both days you don't say Tachlin. Both days are also Hesper the Tainus. And the same thing, Shushan Purim. It really 4 days Purim. You Dalet and Tezlov are the Mishim, you Dalet and Tezlov are the Shem. All 4 days are Purim. The only question is, if you live in Tachlin on top of Chayim and Mercy Shibanun, the Zman to fulfill the Mitzvah Sayyoyim is Shushan Purim. If you live in Shem, the Kaimus, and the Zman to fulfill Mitzvah Sayyoyim, is the first day. Let's say Pesach is the 7 days. You can't prove the Seder whenever you want. Seder has to be Laila HaRishon. Rosh Hashanah is all day long. Is Rosh Hashanah Manatar the whole day? You can't blow Shofar at night. I saw Rosh Hashanah. No, it's in the Torah. You have to blow Shofar after by Yom, and not by Laila. So here, all 4 days are Ador. In a normal year, 2 days, all 4 days are Purim. On a normal year, 2 days are Purim. But you can't fulfill the mitzvahs any time you want on Purim. If you live in Kachan, I'm Kachan, 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 you have to fulfill the mitzvah on such a day. And if you live in Shami Kachan, you have to fulfill the mitzvah on such a day. But really, both days, or all 4 days, are really Purim. And the dispute that the Tanaim have is it preferable to fulfill a mitzvah sayayim in this part of Purim or not part of Purim? But they hold that both are really Purim, because both are really Adar. That's what you see in that Gemara, both are Adar. So now the Shaila is, how does this affect Bar Mitzvah? How does this affect Bar Mitzvah? The question is that this man, Matan Teira, there were no names to the months. There were only numbers to the months. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't born Zayin Adar. There was no Adar. Moshe Rabbeinu was born Zion, the Chodesh Ayud Beis. And when he became, let's say he was born on the Shana Pshut, and he became Bar Mitzvah on the Shana Muberet. When did he become Bar Mitzvah? Clearly, no other Rishon. No two ways about it. No Machlekes. There was no other Rishon. There was no other Shanim. When he was born Zion, the Chodesh Ayud Beis. When he became Bar Mitzvah, the Chodesh Ayud Beis. It was like what we would call other Rishon, the Chodesh Ayud Beis. Can't say no, he got to wait till the next month. What? Zion, Chodesh Ayud Gimel. He wasn't born the Chodesh Ayud Gimel. He was born the Chodesh Ayud Beis. Chodesh Hashemos. So in the days of up until the days of Ezra Nehemiah, when they switched the calendaric system and introduced names for the months, it's clear that whoever was born on the Shana Pshut and became by Mitzvah Shana Muberes would become by Mitzvah another Rishon. There are no two ways about it. So he was born the Chodesh Ayud Beis, becomes by Mitzvah the Chodesh Ayud Beis. Shailu, when Ezra Nehemiah came, and Yishalmi, the Ramban Achumish, and Parshish Boy, quotes from Yishalmi, Shmos Chodosh, and Heilu Limohen, Libavel, that he introduced the names of the months. And they came back from Bovel, and the Ramban says, "Achelish Adolachem, this is the Kima Mitzvah of incorporating the Gula into the Ruach, just like at the time of Yitzchus and Tzara, because Bovel said they have to incorporate the Gula into the Ruach, so the girls have to." So the Shaila is, when they incorporated the Gula into the Ruach, did they change the whole old system? And we no longer go with the old system of numbers for the months? We've substituted, these are real, they're right, we substituted names for the months. And now we say, when does Rosh Hashanah fall out? Echad B'Tishrei. When does Pesach fall out? Tishvav Nisan, and so on. Or you say, no. How can you change your Din D'Oraisa? Rosh Hashanah falls out Echad L'Chodesh HaShvi, and Nisan is Tishvav L'Chodesh HaRishon. The Din D'Oraisa still go according to the months with the numbers. It doesn't go according to the months with the name. Whatever Din D'Rabbanah will want to institute, Mitamal HaBoy, if they raise the base on the family, we will have the right to institute based on the names of the months. You have two systems. Two concurrent systems running simultaneously. You have the months have numbers and the months have names. But you can't say that the names of the months have replaced the numbers of the months. The months don't have any numbers anymore. No, the old system they write is still with us. That's an issue. That's a shadow that's raised by the Sefer HaYikor. Should we assume that Yosef Alba raises this question? Should we assume that the old system is still with us and all dinim d'oraisa are still to be worked out based on the old system? But he say no. That the new system of the names has replaced totally the old system. We no longer go with the numbers in the month. And that's the Shaila. When the kid was born in the Shana Pshuta, becomes a mitzvah, the Shana Muberes, with respect to all the dinim d'oraisa, and then you buy mitzvah.